Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Yeah, with me, David Shombe. And yeah, as always, these days, I'm not working alone. Always joined by my colleagues to engage you in the studio and also to bring you this program of Business and Economic Segment. Yes, today I'm joined by...
Safia Pason.
Safia, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Are you ready for Easter weekend or you have started already?
Yes, I'm ready for it.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, dear listeners, Business and Economic Segment is, as we have always been saying, is a business platform. Yeah, just before that, just maybe to give tips regarding, Easter weekend, some people are traveling here and there, and it's always good to make sure that you are safe. It's always good to make sure that, come next week, Tuesday, we are together. We are listening to Eagle FM radio. And, come back in one piece. And, also to be very careful not to overdo things, because this is also the time where people find it time to connect with family. And, those old friends that you connect with, from primary school and all those things, and just to take it easy. And I understand that it's a Friday, and many people, especially those in areas of Ondangwa, are enjoying the tournament of Tseakuku tournament at the Heke Field, at Okapia there, and there is a lot of teams which are participating in that that platform, and Eagle FM is there live, and just continue following us on social media, or maybe you can also get time to go there so that you can enjoy yourself and also connect with other people. Back to Business and Economic Segment. As we are always telling you, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we look at domestic economic decision. We also look at international, economic decisions. We look at policies. We analyze policies. We also look at, aspects of SME development. We look at from an SME operator to a bigger corporation. We analyze those area. And we also look at opportunities, look at entrepreneurship and how we can, awaken those innovative thinking, those, thinking of innovation, and also facilitate the debate that going to upgrade, the country, because the aim is only one, is to drive Namibia to a next step, and it's also to promote development of the country, not only economic development, not only infrastructure development, but most importantly is human development, the development which is human-centered, and development which also allow people to enjoy the resources of the country and also to have, a secured present in the future. And Business and Economic Segment, like we are always saying, after every deep conversation, we always, make sure that we open the line so that our listeners can engage us in the studio. We always make sure that you open the line so that you can come, you can bring your points, and bring that constructive criticism, come up with that questions, come up with also that contribution, because like we're always saying, no one is an expert in everything, and you always need contribution of another person. Yes, on top of that, before we start with our topic for today, it's always very important to make sure that you are a responsible citizen, you are a citizen who understands economic matters, or a citizen who can make future economic decisions based on data, based on information, what people call business intelligence or economic intelligence. And by following us on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also on LinkedIn. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can...
Omiaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithi omayovi omurongo na gali ya dhidhiri kwa mo Namibia omvuraziko. Onkene, ondita ara onora oyo awike omaru wiponga watamba kumojira dhitumo pasanjika. Otashivurika, saa shimpuyu, ningashoka shumojira, etohupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe and also Zafia Bassan. And yeah, just before we come to, just before I give you a chance, Zafia, just also to continue telling our listeners to say, apart from following us on our social media platform, we have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. That is a newspaper that, you know, talk about economic matters, talk about opportunities, talk about the decision made at the public sector and also private sector, and how these decisions can also shape the thinking of individual. You can also find various opportunities and also opinion pieces by, you know, different thinkers and writers. And yeah, interestingly, the world is moving toward the digitization and also digitalization, where, you know, people are no more working with hard copy things. People are working with, you know, app. That's why you need to download the Eagle FM app. If you are not able to connect with us from frequency, we are moving to an app, that is Eagle FM Namibia, Eagle FM app. Go to your Play Store, download the app, then you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and also the past programs through our podcast. And lastly, before we go to the main conversation for today, we also have Imba app, that is an app which contain of him, it's a soft copy representation of a hymn book. And even pastors can use this, because we have all the hymn songs from Oshiwambo, Afrikaans, Ocherero, Maimburiro, Sirozi, and other local languages. And it make your life easy. You cannot come from work, then you run to home so that you can get the hymn book, so that you can maybe attend a funeral, a wedding or something. Just download your app, then you'll be up to date. You can follow, you can even lead a congregation with a smartphone, because nowadays we are so advanced to that extent that we are no more working too hard, but too smart also at the same time. And yeah, let's go to a commercial break, then we'll introduce the topic for today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
So, David, let's stop teasing our listeners. Let them listen to the topic.
Yeah, indeed.
The link between policy planning and implementation.
Yeah.
Why do we have a gap between planning and implementation?
Yeah, that is what we are focusing on today. It's a difficult question that every person need to ask themselves. Either you are a public sector senior official, you are in corporate, you are corporate king or corporate queen, you are an executive within a certain sector in corporate industry, or you are a public official. What is it? Why do we have a gap between policy planning and implementation? Then maybe, Zafia, what we need to look at first is that why are we not achieving what we wanted to achieve? Why are we making noise about what we want, but we are not achieving what we want? You know, from the beginning, it's not the beginning even, from the birth of Namibia independence, 1990, people have been planning about how to serve the citizens. People had visions. People put things on paper.
Mm.
We have, they call them NDP, National Development Plans. Mm. We are now at number 6. Can we go back and do an evaluation to say, to what percentage did we achieve within that policy? Why planning but not implementing? What is it? Why do we have that gap? Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And there are various studies, which were, you know, done by, you know, researchers in the area of public policy, public administration. And we have, one of the latest, not really to say the latest update, but there is, an article written by Dominic Emmanuel, who was trying to understand why public policy implementation failed in Africa. Why public policy implementation failed in Africa. And there are various things that this researcher have found out. There are various things that he found out because he was trying also to look at different variables. And one of the things that he found is that the gap is caused by different things. One of them is bureaucracy. The other thing is also, apart from a bureaucratic structure, is communication. There's no effective communication between the head and the tail. And also, areas of, you know, setting up achievable, policies. Because sometimes individuals would like to be known, as good at planning. But is what you are planning corresponding to the resources that you have? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Why are we not getting where we are going if we have a map? Maybe Sophia, can you tell me? Because there's a difference between what's happening at the public sector and also what's happening at the private sector. What do you think? Do you really think, apart from communication and also bureaucracy, there are other things that we need to look at?
Well, first of all, I think the gap exists. We're excellent,
yes,
at the vision setting.
Yeah, yeah.
But not committed on following through. I think that is our biggest problem. Because plans like Vision 2030,
yeah,
and Harambe,
yeah,
are solid.
Yeah.
But without strong leadership, accountability, and proper resourcing,
yeah,
they stay on paper.
Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves also, why are they staying on paper if you have a person who is head of the state? And I was very impressed by the administration of the late Ginkop. He was very clear about where he wants Namibia to go. He drafted one of the most, I don't want to say it's an authentic document. I want to say the document was well structured. And he was explaining this vision to the Namibian people. And when you look at the design of Harambe Prosperity Plan, it's a Namibian house. To say that thing of no one is going to be left out. That was his design to say, this is the game plan. We have the game plan, we have the resources, this is where we are going to go. Because he said, from 2016 to 2020, this is what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. And he explained everything. And when I read that document, I think that time I was a student at UNAM, and then I said, no, I think this end of the game, Namibia is going to be the best country in the world because you have a president who has a plan. And also, at that time, he was very good at picking people based on credentials, because that was one of his things, to say, no, bring your CV, I want to place you well. But what went wrong? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves.
I think, in my opinion, there's too much planning and not enough execution. You know, yeah, Namibia produced successive development blueprints, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Like the NDP and the Harambe Prosperity Plan too.
Yeah, yeah.
But many targets remain unmet due to limited follow-through, especially in sectors like land reform,
yeah,
housing,
yeah,
and youth unemployment. I also think a weak institutional capacity, SOEs such as Air Namibia before liquidation,
yeah,
have shown how poor governance and lack of internal controls can derail even the best plans.
Yeah, you know, the thing of SOEs is something else. And this is a very good thing that you brought the thing of Air Namibia. I think, I don't want to say institutional capacity. I want to look at capacity may be there, but the ability of these executives to do calculations. Because remember, Air Namibia did not go because something was done to say wrong by Namibians. Air Namibia was not making profit. It was not making profit. And every time it has to come to the government so that they can be bailed out. Then it the decision of and I understand some of the analysts were saying the reason certain ministers were not given possession because they were pushing for liquidation of Air Namibia. But people were looking at numbers to say, I have these SOEs, because those are government businesses which are making loss. If you have government businesses which are making loss, then what is the use of having it? But how can, then the question is, if you are not able to maintain that one, what can you have as an alternative? Is restructuring of people going to be the solution of those inability to make profit? Because if I tell you every time, let me say I have 6 kids, but every time I have to bail out 3 of these kids, I give them the same amount of money to start their own businesses, then I have to find a different way. And too much planning also. But if you are good at planning, why are you not good at implementing? Or maybe because you don't have the same people who are implementing.
Could be, but yeah. You also know that, you know, there are people that are all talk and no do. They are great at giving you plans, especially when you ask someone, give me advice on my financials. They can give you excellent advice.
Yeah.
But who says they are the same people that follows their own advice?
I think with that point, we also need to look at, they can be very good, but you know what, Dene? One thing which we found is that in those guys who are in strategic positions, in most of the time, they are not the one who are doing the job. But the biggest jobs that they are doing is planning, being at the boardroom, go to stakeholders. But the problem which is there is that these people, they are not, they feel detached from the institution, because somebody, an administrator, has to implement that policy. But is that guy well equipped? Does that guy even understand the vision of that company? Or does that guy understand the vision of that ministry? Because if you do not have a relationship between an administrator or a receptionist and a CEO, I think we have a long way to go.
Mm.
We have a long way to go. Yeah.
It's definitely like a political transitioning and policy discontinuity.
Yeah.
You know, when leadership changes often result in new priorities. And I think you've just mentioned it slightly.
Yeah.
Sideline previous plans. You know, the new
administration.
And administration comes into play and they basically sideline because maybe this doesn't speak to the new plan.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing with the plans that were initially? Because remember, when you put a strategic plan down, I believe any strategic plan has an implementation plan.
Yeah.
And you also have
targets
and you have timelines as to when you would want this to be implemented.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I'm trying to, and I like someone to please come and correct me or come and educate me.
Yeah.
I'm really open to that.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens. Do we go back and say, okay, we didn't implement it?
Yeah.
And what was the reason we did not implement it? Because if we start running government institutions, like we run private sectors, and they are results driven.
Yeah.
They are customer centric. They are number guys.
They are number guys.
They are number guys.
And I think the good thing about private sector is that private sector, they don't play. Is you are playing on with people's finance.
Exactly.
And you can even see there are those guys who are at public sector who you can see they are professionals.
Mm.
But Zafia, I can just bring two executives. Same work experience, same qualifications, maybe same age.
Mm.
This one has 20 years working in the private sector. This one is 20 years with public sector.
Mm.
Then I bring them here. You see the difference. The number guy is focusing on what to achieve, how to make the clients happy, when. Because they are trained to say, don't play with my money, which is a very good thing. But with government, I can come to the office anytime I want. This is not your mother's house. It's what they tell each other.
Mm.
It's not your and even the boss does not really feel like I'm in control.
The biggest thing is the mindset.
Is the mindset and also lack of Accountability.
Accountability.
Yeah, lack of accountability, because there is no way you have a plan, you have the money, and you are not giving people what they need to get.
No, Stephanie, it comes to my next point of saying limited accountability and
yeah.
oversight. Yeah. Many plans lack clear deliverables.
Yeah.
Or performance benchmarks. Like there's also a culture limited consequence for underperformance, especially within SOEs.
Yeah. No, I think there you are looking at it very well, because if the good thing about an institution, it does not move based on one person.
No.
You can be the best CEO, but if you cannot motivate your employees to work, you will not achieve anything. You can be the best executive directors, but if you don't have a relationship with your directors and your administrators and your senior staff, you are not going to achieve anything. And I think accountability, lack of accountability and monitoring and evaluation is a key, as you have mentioned, because I remember there was a time I went to Central Procurement Board. They had a public engagement, they have media engagement.
Mm.
And I think it was last year. I think it's an institution which is trying to reform itself,
mm-hmm.
because we are dealing with tenders within a certain threshold. Then there was a presentation which was given to say 50% of tenders given are still stuck in court. 50%. Okay, 50% is stuck in court. 50% within those tenders given. The institution won them, but 50%, even the clients, they are also won, which means that there's a bit of, I'm also doing something wrong and you're also doing something wrong, which means that, and the one thing I've also found is also monitoring and evaluation. A person is given a tender and, after that person failed to deliver, they'll just say, no, I'm going to remove this tender. No really, tangible, effective consequences to say.
Exactly.
You gave David a tender and I did not complete that tender. I only completed 20% of it. You just say, no, I'm removing it from you. Then I gave it to Dwight or I gave it to Helene.
But there's money that was...
There's money said. Involved. There's time delayed. And But do that with the corporate industry. They'll come for you. They'll come for your kid. Everything that you have, they have to come to you because they have to hold you accountable, because everything is running based on money. Yeah. To our dear listeners, it's 33 minutes past 1800 hours. And you can engage us in the studio. We are looking at why do we have a gap between policy planning and also policy implementation. We are comparing, you know, private sector and also public sector. And how can we fill this gap so that we can be able to move forward? Because at the end of the day, something must be done. At the end of the day, we must move. And we can only move if we are facing at the same direction, having very clear and targeted, if I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can call us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Then you can air your view. And yeah.
David, another thing that that we normalize is the fact that we, when it comes to government, we always have this notion of saying, but it's government.
It's just government.
I understand.
Yeah,
if they
government.
Don't deliver,
yeah.
if they make a new plan or
yeah.
so,
yeah.
we're just like, it's not going to happen. It's government.
Yeah, I think it's also a lack of trust in the public service.
So I really hope with this new
yeah.
administration
yeah.
and with our parliamentarians
yeah.
that we all get on this boat,
yeah.
get on this ship, get on this bus
yeah,
and really make an effort to not just put the plans on paper,
yeah.
but to make it to work, to implement it, to execute it.
And I think that is one of the things that we really need to look at, because if we are continuing as we have been doing, there is a long way to get where we are going. And there's also a high chance that we are not going to get where we are going, because for the past 35 years, achievements have been made, but a lot of plans, they were just in offices getting dust. People, they retire, they go home, and plans are still there. And I was very impressed yesterday when the Prime Minister gave his maiden speech.
Hmm.
And he was very clear. He was very clear about what he did in comparison to different parliamentarians. He was very clear to say, this is what I did when I was a young person. Mm. This is what I did when I was a youth. These are how many boreholes I drilled under my leadership, when and where. He was very clear.
Mm.
And when somebody speaks something that he has done, you don't need to say a lot of words. You just say, no, in 2008, we went to Ondangwa. There were people who were crying about not having enough water. This is what we did. And it's still there and tangible. In 2012, we went to Zambezi. There was a problem with what we built something is there. Evidence-based. And somebody who says something that he can back up with.
And these are the kind of leaders we want.
And these are kind of leaders that we want. Maybe with this new prime minister. Maybe with him.
Hmm.
If he is at the pace that he is at now, I think we are going to get something. But, you know, people change.
So he can't do it on his own, right?
That is the thing.
You know, he needs everyone's input to drive this bus.
Yeah, you need everyone's input, but he needs to sell his vision also. Because the problem that we have some leaders who, I don't want to say introvert, maybe I will end up misunderstanding them.
Yeah.
There are those who understand where they are going, but they cannot sell the vision.
Mm.
But this guy, let us not give him much praise. Let us see what he's going to do with his administration. Because, you know, politically, in terms of administration, the prime minister, you are very powerful. You are the head of business, government business in parliament. You know, the head of administration. In terms of, the structure of governance, you are only reporting to the president. Do you understand?
Mm.
In fact, you are the guy who is running there.
You
are running the show. And if you know where you are going, maybe in terms of policy implementation, we are going to have something. Maybe you are going to have something in Namibia.
I think we should also align our national budgets with our national priorities.
Yeah, I think that is, that's something that we need to look at.
We need to look at it because, diversify the economy or invest in green hydrogen, budget allocations must follow strategy, not the other way around, you know?
And people must speak one word, one voice, must speak in one voice.
Yes.
Yeah, we must speak in one voice. We cannot have people in government or people in the private sector who are, okay, it's a colon.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. No, I'm calling to inquire about the aid for Imbaman. My Hangano is missing some hymn songs.
Oh. Which one are you using Imba app?
Yes, the Imba app, yes.
But which one is missing?
For the first one, maybe up to 40 somewhere there.
No. Just hold on, eh? Just hold on. Let me open mine. You said which one is missing?
Let me also just open mine if you can.
You are using a Hangano.
Yeah, the Hangano, it's only for the Hangano that are missing.
Oh, okay, which one is missing?
Wait, you see, taking me updating the book now.
Okay.
It's taking long, this one. I think maybe the system or something, because...
No, because here everything is showing from number one until... Just hold on.
To show like try opening the first song.
Okay. Just hold on.
Did it open?
Oh, okay. Maybe it needs to be updated. I think you are right. Let's see.
Yeah, I think you need to update it today, just hold it, because here,
yeah,
it's just saying updating the book.
Okay.
Yeah, reading the book. Like, but some are opening just fine, fine.
Oh, because I'm also using mine, but yeah, okay. Thank you for the info, ne? Thank you. I think maybe the technical team can also try to see what's going on. Thank you. Ne, who are we talking to?
We are talking to Mr. Gideon.
Mr. Gideon, do you also have our app, Eagle FM app?
The Eagle FM app. No, I don't have this one.
Oh, okay. Try also to have an Eagle FM app, ne? But thank you for that information.
Okay, I'll
just download it now. Okay, alright. Okay, right. Yes, we are always very happy to those callers and those followers who are following our, you know, our apps, and also inform us when there's certain technicality so that we can work on it. Yeah, Zafia, what were you saying again?
We were speaking about the national budget aligning with the national priorities, but another thing I want to bring also to the table is the appointment of boards and executives based on merit, not politics.
Okay.
And allow them to function professionally, you know? Like we said, you made an example of bringing a corporate person.
Yeah, yeah.
Executive example, or someone in management.
Yeah.
And, you know, that person will have the mentality of delivering,
yeah,
you know, execution. So I think that is also the same thing we need to apply in SOEs, you understand?
Yeah.
Because we shouldn't look at it only as from a politics, or this person has been for years in the company or things like that. We should look at it at the point of, can this person deliver? Is this person someone that can drive the team to deliver?
I think that is a point which need to be looked at, because when you look at an example of South Africa, look at an example of Zimbabwe, you look at the example of Namibia, there are certain commonalities, particularly when you are running SOEs, because there was one analysis which was given to say, for example, in South Africa, there's a word called CADA deployment. CADA deployment is to say, I'm deploying my comrades in private sector, those who did not make it in politics, because you always have two different you know, politicians are a lot, because after ANC took over, some of them they went to politics, some of them you know, they become parliamentarians within their provinces, some they went to national parliament. Then ANC realized to say, no, some of these people, there's a fear who we were with in exile. You did not make it through parliament. Let me deploy you to SOEs. Then they become, you know, board members within SOEs. That is the reason, you know, ESCOM was failing. ESCOM was failing because of politics. People deploy people who don't even understand how the energy is working. They don't. That's why there was a lot of corruption. Look at ESCOM. Look at Transnet. Look at what is this? They have a revenue agency, man. Something like NAMRA. They call it SARS, South Africa Revenue Agency. I think SARS. Look at SARS. Look at people who are there. And now they are trying to revive, because they realize to say, if you are just appointing a person because a person is your comrade, you are not going to achieve anything. In Namibia also, that thing must stop. Appoint people who are good at what they are doing. Because if you are, okay, some people can be, you can be multi-talented, but politics will always sort you out. Because corporates and politics, sometimes they don't go hand in hand. Because sometimes you need to make a decision which is saving the SOE, but at the party level, there are people who want tenders there.
Yes.
And that is the problem that we have in Namibia. And I think if we are not making that difference, I don't think we are going to move. We are going to move comrades to comrades. But running an entity, you must run it because you are able to do it. Let's go to a commercial break.
Let's
then
go
again.
To pay the bills.
Yeah.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
So basically for closing this gap between planning and implementation, we must stop treating plans as ends in themselves.
Yeah.
And start measuring success by what actually changes in people's lives.
Yeah. I think the performance agreement must be, I don't know how to say brutal, must be a main thing to say you must show. There must be a performance agreement. Yes. There must be evaluation at the end of the day to say, you brought me in this position as an executive director. You brought me in this position as a chief policymaker. You brought me in this position as maybe chief technician or whatsoever. Let's look at what is the role of a chief technician. What am I able to do? What did I achieve? Sometimes some success are very difficult to measure when you're only measuring a person alone. Sometimes some of the things need team effort.
Mm.
That's why those guys who are in charge must make sure that if there is a policy, let us make a timeline. Let us dissect this to say this 5-year plan, let's do it. Let's learn from private sector. Private sector is pushed by, we say no, it's pushed by money, it's capitalist. But sometimes there's a lot of things that you need to learn from them.
You know, yeah. David, we are actually, since we are going digital, the digital way.
Yeah.
We can use technology, you know?
Yeah.
There are data for tracking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tools like e-governance, platforms or performance dashboards can improve transparency and help the public see progress in real time, you know?
Yeah.
So we can actually, there's a lot of tools. I mean, there's always developers that can develop these tools for us.
Yeah.
So that we can track, you know, and see where we are.
You don't need to follow documents anymore.
No, we don't have the paper, you know?
Yeah.
Since we're going green also.
Yeah.
That's another way. And we have a lot of youngsters that can even do that for us in our country.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of, you know, especially those IT people, they are very good.
Yes.
They are very good at developing those programs. But are we willing to do that? Are we willing to be praised based on our evaluation or based on people that are putting us into those places? Because you see people making difficult decisions. And you also see people betraying others, not really because they want to betray others.
Mm.
Or not really because they don't want to implement the policy, just because they find themselves at a difficult position. Who are you, you know, who are you satisfying? Are you satisfying a politician, or you are satisfying people because you are sent by people? And maybe when you look at that, there are some people who end up, you know, who end up, when you analyze a lot of Namibia SOEs, CEOs don't last. Particularly women, I don't want to say that. If you see a woman CEO survive for 2 terms in the SOE, those are very strong, and there are few in Namibia. There are few. And I don't know why. And there are few. Most of them, they finish 1 term, trouble come. I think that's something that we need to look at and we need to analyze. And maybe, come in.
I just want to say Namibia doesn't have a shortage of vision.
Yeah.
What we need now is a culture of delivery.
Yeah. And how do we How do we learn that culture of delivery? Who are we learning from? And who should start it? Are the people on top? Are these guys who are implementing? Or who? Where do we need to start?
They say, there's a saying that says, a fish does not rot from the body. It starts rotting from the head.
From the head.
So I think we should start there. We start from the head.
I don't agree with that. But it's true, ne?
But I feel we have a great leader now in power, right?
Yeah.
Our excellency.
Yeah.
Triple N.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too confused with the names, but let me call him Her Excellency Triple N.
Yeah.
She already is putting it into a process.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
And I think if we keep on going this way, ne? It's early, but let's say if we keep on going this way,
at this pace,
it's going to have a ripple effect, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
If our president, our prime minister, and everyone else, our ministers, our parliamentarians, and we all fall into that, I think there can be a great Namibia.
Yeah, I think that is what everyone is dreaming about. That's what everyone is dreaming about. And, I think drafting a lot of policies is not going to, let's go back and look at what we have, because what we have can already take us where we want to get.
Exactly.
Let's just look at what we have. Then we fund that, because us keeping, yes, it's good. We can go back and revise, but what we have on paper, if we implement what we have on
paper. How feasible is that?
And who is going to fund it? Because those are some of the questions you need to ask. Because it's one thing to have a plan. It's the other thing also to have resources to fund the plan.
Mm.
Even if you have now resources to fund the plan, you need human capital. How are you going to make sure that a driver is going to deliver this product, understand the vision of the ministry? Because if you have a good understanding from the minister, deputy minister, executive director, deputy executive directors, the directors in the senior officers within the ministry, then until to the point to say, no, let us take this food to a certain location. Then this driver does not understand the vision, because what they do in private, in private sector, they make sure that even the security guard at the gate understand the
even
vision.
Even the cleaner.
Even the cleaner understand.
Understands the vision.
Understand the vision. And that is very easy, because if I'm just saying, no, I'm just going to work, I don't even know where this company is going, and I end up being messing up things.
Yes.
Because it's not in me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not in me.
It's like a story about NASA.
Yeah.
So someone comes and asks the cleaner, what are you doing? What's your position here?
Yeah.
And she says, I am here to make sure the man goes to the moon. She's just a cleaner.
Yeah, but it's true. It's
but
true.
That is what the vision, when the vision is being, you know, like you just
instilled,
when it's instilled in everyone and everyone understands
where
and
they are going,
on board with
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Then even the cleaner, the janitor, the administrator, everyone understands. We are taking this person to the moon.
I think it's a powerful point, because she knows even if I'm cleaning so that somebody's life is going to be made easy, so that person can work peacefully, so that they can go away.
Exactly. And you know what? We tend to take these people tend to take them for granted. But let us say all the cleaners decide not to go to work.
Then you are defeated. You are already defeated.
You understand?
Yeah.
So everyone's job is important.
And I think maybe, how can we do that? How can we make sure that everyone understands the vision? Do we need the more, education, or do we need the vision to be simplified? Because if you come to an institution and then you have a strategic plan, I don't want to underestimate, but a cleaner, most of them, or some of them, or a guard, cannot really understand the corporate words of where we are going. Or do we need somebody to simplify, to say, this is where we are going?
Simplify it, communicate on the level.
Yeah.
Everyone has a level. I mean, like, you cannot, you can tell a 5-year-old what is internet.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But the way you're going to tell old person what is internet is different than what you're going to tell a Gen Z or a millennial. So bring it down to their level.
Yeah. I don't want to promote the Namra. I disagree with some of the things which they do.
Mm.
But there's something that we also need to learn from that. Because every time I get an opportunity to attend some of their public engagement.
Yes.
And also, I also got the privilege to interview the CEO several times. Mm. One thing that is emphasized there is where Namra is going. This is how we are is what we are going to do,
what
we stand for, and this is our target. And they have a very clear target to say, this is what we want to get.
Mm.
This is how we, you know, we reach our target, we bypass our target, and this is the vision of our institution. Why can't every public, every ministry have that vision very clearly communicated to everybody, and they move to the same direction? If we have that thing, I don't think we are going to take money back to Treasury.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone must understand the vision, because remember, I can only do something to the best of my ability if I understand.
Yeah. You can even go extra mile to say, no, let me do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, we are, it's 56 minutes past 1800 hours. We are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe and also Zafia Basson. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, or for those of you who are just coming now, we are looking at how can we fill the gap between between policy making and also implementation. Why do we have a gap between policy making and implementation, and how can we fill that gap? And for you to do that, for you to give your contribution, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 and air your views about why do we have a gap between policy making and implementation. Do we need people who are, and maybe what do you think, Zafia, about monitoring and evaluation, going back and say, to what extent did you implement?
I think along with National Planning Commission and Parliament must actively monitor implementation with regular reporting and public updates.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Let us, they are all giving their maiden speeches now.
Yeah.
Good and well. I really applaud all of them, especially the young ones, especially the vibrant energy. There's an energy there inside.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But let's come back.
Yeah.
Ne? But after 3 months, after 6 months, and say, guys, I've said this and I've done this.
Where am I now?
Where am I? I said,
yeah.
I want to do this.
Mm.
And here is where I am. We don't want to hear 1946.
No, we are
tired. We don't want to hear generation. No. When it comes to 6 months down the line, and I'm saying not much can be done, but there can be something done.
Yeah, there can be something done.
And we will hold them accountable. Because remember, you sitting in that parliament.
Yeah.
It's also our money.
And you know, one thing which, I was impressed is that, Namibian politicians have been talking a lot about, colonialism. Then they realized that they spoke about colonialism for almost, 30 years.
Mm.
Then after that, somebody who was born in 1990, he was, 30 years, 5 years ago.
Mm.
Ne? That person grew up and see and heard what politicians have been saying, especially from ruling party politicians.
Yes.
Then after now, that year, the previous election, the game have changed to say, we don't want to hear that anymore. I've been around for almost 30 years and you cannot blame colonialism. Now they're saying to say, no, this is our manifesto. And I think we are at a crossroad to say, in the next 5 years or in this administration, there is a lot of expectation, because individuals say, No, you can't tell me every time you're telling me you're a colonizer. Okay, what did you do in the past 30 years? Now, if you compare what was happening in the past elections, there was no story of we were colonized. There was a story of, this is young people, what we are going to do, this is the budget, and this is what we are going to implement. And I'm expecting a lot from this, because they realize to say, there's no one to blame anymore.
Mm.
We're in the field alone.
Well, with only a minute
or a second,
my dear listeners, I'll be leaving you with this quote. Plans are successful only to the extent that they can be executed, by John Maxwell. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you very much for listening to us, and enjoy your Easter weekend. See you next Monday.
Please keep it safe.
Shop, shop.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And